From the newsroom of The Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder. This is Oklahoman Unfolded. Kendra Horn had one of the nation's biggest upset victories in Congress in 2018, flipping Oklahoma's 5th District, which had been a longtime Republican stronghold. Horn and Democrats have always expected Republicans to make a play at taking the seat back, and this week, State Senator Stephanie Bice announced her candidacy as a Republican for the 2020 contest. Today is Thursday, April 25th. Chris Castile covers the federal government for The Oklahoman and broke the story this week that Bice plans to run for Congress. And Chris, first off, who is Stephanie Bice?
She's a state senator. She first elected in 2014. She was reelected very easily in 2018. She lives in far north Oklahoma City, and her district extends west from there into Canadian County, picks up parts of Piedmont and Yukon. She may be best known, Ben, legislatively for the work that she did, and it was a lot of work, a lot of heavy lifting, to implement the state question passed in 2016 that allows wine and strong beer to be sold in grocery stores.
Yeah. We expect to see, you know, multiple Republican candidates running for the seat, so there'll be a primary first if that's the case. But in a year where female candidates did very well, partly off of maybe the opposition towards Trump from female voters, including some Republican female voters, Bice kind of fits that profile, at least, that, you know, we expected maybe Republicans to try to push forward and try to take the seat back, right?
I think there are probably many Republicans who think she's the ideal candidate that could emerge from the Republican primary to challenge Kendra Horn next year. There is absolutely no doubt, as you say. I mean, there is a lot of female candidates won in this county. The district, the 5th congressional district, includes most of Oklahoma County and all of Seminole and Pottawatomie counties. But here in Oklahoma County, we just saw Republican and Democratic female candidates pick up seats, and that's extended here and, you know, into 2019, like we saw with the city council race.
Yeah. And Bice may have to face a Republican challenger, but she came out swinging against Horn, kind of pegging her to being a Nancy Pelosi Democrat, pushing far left socialist policies. I mean, that's something you've seen Republicans trying to push on the Democrats this year. How effective, how accurate do you feel like that is towards Horn?
I think that it, with the Republican base, it's very, it will be very effective. And I think with the Democrats, I mean, it won't work at all. And I think Horn has another, you know, year and a half almost to vote on mm-hmm. things. So it's a little, you know, it wouldn't be easy to kind of characterize her record right now, you know, conservative, liberal, moderate.
She voted with Republicans on some things.
She voted with Republicans on several procedural votes, and but she has already cast votes. I think as you have said, that, you know, that just voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker is enough for some.
Yeah. She's the incumbent, so she'll have that advantage. She also right now has a fundraising advantage, and we'll see if that lasts, but kind of an impressive advantage coming out of the gate in her first
She
year.
Had a really, really strong first quarter in fundraising, much of that money from right here in Oklahoma City, which is not, you know, you would think would be typical, but it surprisingly is not, with a lot of congressmen get a lot of their money from special interests and out-of-state interests. But she had a very strong that displayed how deep her support is, and it also displayed how determined, I think, people here are to protect that, to protect her in that seat.
Yeah. And finally, you know, Bice is the first Republican to announce. What are some other names that you're watching to see if they're going to jump in?
The biggest one that I'm watching is former Oklahoma City Mayor Mick Cornette. Now, he's obviously, you know, he was one of the first people that Republicans started talking about when Kendra Horn won this race, but, you know, he had a grueling race for governor last year and been out on a book tour, I think, is, you know, maybe months from making up his mind. There's a lot of speculation that he might get a Stitt-like candidate, a political neophyte, a successful business person, mm-hmm. But I haven't heard any particular names along those lines, so, you know, stay tuned. I think that this may wind up being a pretty crowded primary.
Yeah, well, we know you're on top of it. Chris, thanks for your time.
All right, sure, Ben.
Also making news in the Oklahoman, the Fraternal Order of Police has filed a new grievance over deputy police chiefs' pay policies in Oklahoma City, seeking hundreds of thousands of dollars for, in the union's view, unpaid overtime. The city says an arbitrator already ruled the officers were not entitled to back pay. The dispute led to an acrimony in the top ranks of the police department and an ethics complaint last year against Chief Bill City, and ultimately, City's decision to retire, which is effective next week. Also, hundreds of supporters of increased health care coverage rallied Wednesday at the state capitol to call on lawmakers to expand Medicaid to more than 100,000 uninsured Oklahomans. The rally came just days after an initiative petition was filed in an effort to bring the issue to a statewide vote. That does it for today's episode. I'm Ben Felder. See you tomorrow.